Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Illinois, offering financial products and services specifically for the agriculture industry, including farm real estate and operating loans, crop insurance, and point-of-sale financing, as well as farm cash management solutions.
Good Friday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the opening commodity market report. The Commerce Department today says that the U.S. economy slowed in the final 3 months of 2014 as a big burst in consumer spending was offset by weakness in other areas. The overall economy grew at a 2.6% rate in the October-December period, down from a 4.6% gain in the second quarter and a 5% gain in the third quarter. Consumers did their part in the fourth quarter, pushing up spending by the fastest rate in nearly 9 years, but business investment, trade, and government spending weakened. For the year, the economy grew at a modest 2.4% rate. Consumer prices in the Eurozone fell more sharply and more broadly in January, heightening the risk of a slide toward deflation that the European Central Bank hopes to halt and then reverse through its new bond-buying program. The EU's statistics agency today says that consumer prices were 0.6% lower than in January of 2014. Last week, the ECB said it would purchase $68 billion in public and private debt securities each month, mostly government bonds, starting in March and lasting until September of 2016, in a bid to bring inflation closer to the bank's 2% target. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is 17,308. It's down 124 points. The NASDAQ, 4,193, up 8. The S&P 500 is 2,008, and it is down just over 10 points. Joining us now with a look at agricultural weather is World Weather Incorporated meteorologist Drew Lerner. Good morning, Drew.
Good morning, Dave. It's another day of light snowfall occurring across the eastern portions of the Midwest this morning. Not a lot of it is very significant, but we do have a little bit of snow still falling, a lot of cloud cover in areas from Michigan down to parts of Kentucky. Skies are cleared off further to the west. The temperatures this morning are a little nippy out there in parts of the region and in the teens and 20s across a big part of the region. As we go through the day today, we'll likely see a rather quiet day of weather. We may warm up a little bit, and we're expecting to see a storm system hit the hard red winter wheat country, and that is likely to eventually work its way into our direction. And that storm system will see to it that we end up with a widespread amount of precipitation across the region as we go into the heart of the weekend and lingering a little bit on Monday morning. Storm system promises to not only bring us snow and rain, it's also going to bring us some much colder temperatures. By the time we get to Monday of next week, the afternoon highs will only be in the teens and 20s throughout the Midwest, and we're going to see low temperatures down into the single digits and teens across portions of the northern Midwest, and down as far south as Iowa, parts of northern Illinois, and then further northward to the Canada border. All these cold temperatures will occur Monday morning and again probably on Thursday morning of next week as a second reinforcing shot of cold air comes into the region. Lowest temperatures in the lower parts of the Midwest will be mostly teens during these two bouts of cold. There will be snow on the ground, so the single-digit temperatures shouldn't be an issue for any of the soft wheat areas in the Midwest. And for that matter, hard red winter wheat country will likely be spared from any threatening cold as well. Nebraska is the only state in the Central Plains that may not have a lot of snow on the ground, and we'll see single-digit temperatures maybe coming close to zero in a couple of spots. And after the warmth that occurred this week, there could be at least a little bit of threat to some of the crop there. But most of the key wheat-producing areas in Nebraska are located further south, where the temperatures shouldn't be quite so extreme. We do expect precipitation across most of the region, and as we do that, we're likely to see travel conditions deteriorate here over the weekend. Widespread snow will occur in portions of the Midwest coming out of Iowa, and working its way from there into portions of Michigan and Ohio, eventually northern Ohio in particular. 2 to 6 inches of accumulations will take place across this quarter. We'll see some snow up into portions of Minnesota and Wisconsin as well. And there may be some areas in northern Missouri that are impacted, and that would likely spread into portions of Illinois, both west central and northern parts of the state, as well as parts of northern Indiana, and eventually, like I said, into northern Ohio and parts of Michigan. To the south of this, we may see a little wintry mix of precipitation types as we go through the day Saturday, and eventually we'll see the precipitation switch over to snow as we get to Sunday morning. And the precipitation will be fairly quick to end as we go from Sunday afternoon into Monday morning. But it will be a sloppy weekend. Travel will be slow. If you have to get out, be careful. We do expect a surface high pressure center to settle into the region as we get into the first part of next week. That will clear the skies out, give us that cold punch. But it will only be brief. There will be that reinforcing shot of cold air coming into the region probably Tuesday into Wednesday of next week. As it comes into the region, we'll see another snow opportunity for a fairly large part of the region. The snow will be light this time around, just a dusting to an inch or two, but nevertheless, it will add to the winter scene that will be widespread across the region. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
The 26th annual All-Day Ag Outlook meeting is sure to attract a crowd. We have Sue Martin presenting a keynote address on commodities. All of our on-air analysts will forecast corn and soybean futures, cash grain, and answer whatever else is on your mind. And Murray Wise will give us the lowdown on land values. Cost for the March 10th meeting at the Beef House in Covington, Indiana is $25 and includes a continental breakfast and Beef House lunch. Get your tickets today by calling 217-333-7300. That's 217-333-7300.
Support comes from Stuart Peterson, since 1985 offering strategic commodity consulting and marketing services to help producers manage market opportunities and risks. Stuart Peterson develops strategies customized to each client's goals and operation size. More information at stuart-peterson.com.
Let's see how futures are trading. Hard red winter March wheat, 541 and three quarters, down 2 1/4. Soft March, 503 1/2, down 4 1/4. March corn, 368 1/2, down 3. July, 384 1/2, down 3 1/4. December at $4, down 2 3/4. March soybeans, 961 1/2, down 6 3/4, now down 7. July, 973, down 6 3/4. November, 946, down 5 3/4. March soybean meal, 330.90, down $7. March soybean oil, 29.71, up 17 cents. February live cattle, 154.17 1/2, up 65. March feeders, 204.55, up 97 1/2. And February lean hogs, 68.70, up 15. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Bill Mayer of Strategic Farm Marketing, and he is in Champaign, Illinois. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Dave.
Well, there was a lot of macro news out today, including the slowing of the GDP in the U.S. and consumer prices falling in the Eurozone quicker than people anticipated. The dollar is a little bit softer because of all that. But it hasn't really done a whole lot for the grains, and I'm just wondering if the weight of the world, you know, sometimes the weight of the world, all the negative stuff, just falls on commodities too, irregardless of what might be part of the mix at the moment.
Yeah, and actually, Dave, probably since you started the broadcast, the dollar index has kind of moved back to the high side again here. But, yeah, I think that's really the concern that's out here from a macro sense. Is that you've got some indicators, you know, with the bonds where they're at, interest rates low, the dollar high, some of the concerns about inflation lowering, even some talk about deflation, you know, maybe lower food demand as we move forward. I think that's really kind of an over, a ceiling kind of, or a pressure over the markets in general from a commodity standpoint right now. Fundamentally, from, you know, if we look at the specific grains, I'm not sure that we see a lot of changes. We did see a couple of projections out of Brazil, and they actually lowered their production a little bit down there on both corn and beans here this morning. So not any specifically big news out this morning, but we're, you know, acting like we're, you and I were talking earlier, you know, kind of a throw-in-the-towel type day maybe. Maybe that indicates that we're looking at some bottoms getting put in here. We've got the, you know, the beans have bounced down and come back a little bit off their lows. The corn really hadn't hit their price counts yet, it doesn't look like to me. We probably still have some lower numbers there.
What would you suggest that March corn could reach before we perhaps stabilized?
I think that 955 to 960 area on the March corn looks like that's open now. It'd be helpful if we could, you know, if we could close the month out here and the week out positive today. I mean, positive on the daily trade. Mm-hmm. I know we're not going to close higher for the week or for the month, but if we could at least see something positive, you know, come into the market towards the close, I think that would maybe help us see that we are getting close to a bottom.
Thank you, Bill.
Thank you, Dave.
Bill Mayer of Strategic Farm Marketing, and he is in Champaign, Illinois. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana. It is now 9:01 Central Time.